Hello.
Hey, Michael. John with Local Splaster. How are you?
All right, big guy.
I just got your text, man. I love it. All right. So, do you have like 5 minutes here? That's all I need.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. As promised, man, I don't want to just take your money and say thanks, but I want to make sure you're taken care of. All right. I hope you appreciate that because that's not who we are.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Beautiful. I appreciate you, man. All right. So, Michael, let's start with this. Our team needs to go over in further detail. It doesn't have to be today. We can set it up as tomorrow or even Friday, however you like. Do you have an hour window to speak with them? We can set that up first thing first on that.
An hour window.
Yes, sir. And doesn't it have to be the full hour? Let's say they call and it's taking too long. You can tell them to reschedule to finish things up. But I definitely want to make sure that they start on something and we're with you. So that we have full detail and confirmation.
Holy cow. I'll be honest with you, boss. I'm not sure if I got enough information for an hour's worth of talking.
Okay. How about this?
I hardly...
How about this, then?
Look, I'm just going to be honest with you, brother. We'll do what we can. That's all I can tell you.
That's okay. That's all I need from you. As long as you can communicate. I mean, if you have a best way to do it for email and them getting back, things like that, that's okay too. I just want to make sure, again, that we're doing our job here, man. I don't want you thinking like we're just going to say, oh, yeah, thanks, bye. That's not who we are. So how about this? As possible here now then. All right, let's do this. So for hours of operation, how would you like to be shown on Google? Like Monday through Friday or 24/7? What do you think?
No, we're 24/7, brother, we deal with a lot of emergency storm damage and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So ours is around the clock, 365, 24/7.
All right. Yes, sir. A man that doesn't sleep. All right.
Well, I mean, we do, but, you know, what I'm saying is let's, for an example.
Mm-hmm.
We have a windstorm come through at midnight.
Okay.
You have a tree fall on your house. Before you can get anybody out there to look at it, you want me to come and say, hey, look, do I think this tree is going to be stable or do we need to move? We need to leave.
Right.
95% of the time, I would recommend that the customer leave.
Yeah,
I agree. On the other hand, I've been to a job or two where the tree didn't really do that much damage. It wasn't a big tree. So, I kind of left it up to them what they wanted to do.
Okay, gotcha. Well, at least that just shows that you're looking out for the customer. And those are emergency things, too. You can say the wrong thing and that's on everyone, so I get it.
Right. So, that actually could reflect on my insurance company and what they say and what they do.
Oh, I believe
it. I've got to watch how I, present that to the customer, too.
Got it. Okay. Say less.
We've been doing this for 28 years, brother. Our number one thing, our main issue on my jobs, on any of my jobs as I go on, whether it be a 10-minute job or a 10-day job or a 100-day job.
Okay.
It doesn't matter about the time that we spend there. What matters to me is nothing gets tore up and everybody goes home safely every day.
That's right. Yes,
that's
sir.
My
Amen
number
to
one
that.
Priorities.
Oh, yeah.
So... Yeah.
I'm glad you think that way. I talked to a lot of business
yes,
owners,
sir.
And it's kind of crazy with some things I hear. All right. So.
Yeah.
Now, Michael, I do need to make sure this part's for Google, but here's the thing. It's an optional thing, okay? So far as the business address, I need to make sure I have a physical address on for them to verify you, but it does not mean that that address needs to be shown to the public, okay? So you have an option to not show it or not, but... What address would I kind of put in here on the account here?
So where I get my mail is a P.O. box, and that's all I've got.
Okay, so is there a physical address? Because they don't accept a P.O. box in there. Is there a physical address that I do not have to send anything? It's just they have to verify you. That's all from Google. That's one of the rules on there.
Yeah. I mean, yes, sir. It's
okay.
Now, I do not want this displayed.
Okay, I'll notate it right now. Yeah, no, I'm doing it now.
It's 6320 Fantasy Lane.
Fantasy Lane. Okay. Bada bing, bada boom. And the zip code is 28624, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And again, before anything here, I'm going to make sure I notate this like crazy and make sure that that does not show. So hold on 1 second. Address. Okay. Perfect. Okay, I got that in there. Now, of course, your business is licensed, obviously, and insured. I see that. I already know this.
Yes, sir.
Now, far as your service radius, let's go with this real quick here. I mean, this could go up to 50 miles out if you really needed to. Did you want to keep it at the 25-mile radius, though, or? Because I remember speaking with you about that.
No, because, you know, we pretty much will go anywhere, because I've been in some situations where I've traveled 70, 80 miles to go to a job.
Wow.
We ended up getting the job. And so what we done was we just stayed overnight.
Wow.
In that town.
Yeah, that's a pretty rough job you got there, man. You must have a lot of passion for this. So, and people appreciate you then. I tell you that much right now. All right.
Yeah.
Now,
I love what we do, boss. I've actually been in the woods this year for 35 years, sir.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yes, sir.
35 years. Incredible.
I'm 48 years old, and I was in the woods when I was 10 and 12 years old learning the business. And when I turned 16, I started working.
There you go. Yeah, man in the woods right there. I might be calling you to get some tips over here, seriously. all right, now, next part here. I have a lot of services that you have to offer. Obviously, tree services, emergency storm storage repair, lawn services, I believe, right? Is there anything else I could put in here that you could think of that you definitely want to always be found for, though?
You know, we don't do no no major stuff, but you know, I wouldn't call it major. Let's just say, you know, we do a little land clearing and stuff too. We do have equipment to do that too.
Okay.
You know, if you don't put lot clearing, that's what we normally advertise. It's lot clearing, so on and so forth.
Okay.
We do quite a bit of yard work and landscaping too, you know, throughout the year.
Okay.
Tree business is our main business that we stick with, but here's the way I look at that. If you're at the customer's house, mm-hmm. if you're capable of doing something that they ask you to do, why not just say, hey, yeah, we can do that service.
I agree.
And, you know, you call it what you will.
I totally agree. I mean, you're there, you can do it, why not? You know what I mean?
Right.
That helps everybody. Yes, sir, I agree.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, this next part here is the last two things here. Okay, so very first thing is, I want to make sure. Okay. I want you to have our number. I mean, I called you from the 877 number on there, and text you on there. That's our main hub number. Please keep that, for yourself. Okay. It's very important you do.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now I will bring this number up. I'm going to put it as a recording here as a protection for you for your pricing. I don't want the pricing to ever move up. If ever something that's never happened actually since I've been here. So, but if it does, where you're like, hey, wait, I thought it was only $249 month to month. Well, then we have the recording to say so as well. Okay, so I want to make sure to do this part to protect you. Okay.
Okay.
So without further ado, I'm going to go over and do a voice verification. I will ask a few questions in the beginning. Just try to answer as clearly as possible. And then after that, I will bring up that phone number to tell you if you decided to part ways in the future, you have that phone number to call to go ahead and do that. There's no cancellation fee. So without further ado, I'm going to get started. You ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Hartley's Tree Service.
Awesome. And please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Hartley, owner.
All right. And of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of the account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to pause on that part, actually. So, Michael, after this part, we'll set up a security question. That way, and that's the last thing we'll need to do, but I just want to make sure you're protected. If anyone calls and they're saying, I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash, if they don't know your security question, hang up the phone, all right? We will only ask your security question. We will never give out your answer. Just want to give you the heads up on that. That way you're protected, okay?
Okay.
All right. I will continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So I know there's a hesitation, so I'd like to clear that up. It's pretty much saying we're not going to do something without your permission. As you can tell, we're very transparent, but at the same time, this is your company. We want to keep it that way. We're not going to throw something out there as a advertising or something without your go-ahead on there. So it's very important to us.
Oh, okay.
So we already did the payment for on this. Let me make sure I back up here. So your initial term and account setup was already charged from yesterday, right? For $249 once a month. Okay. Right. Now that was on the January 23rd. So every month on the 23rd of each month, it'll always stay at $249. Okay. Every recurring.
Okay.
Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that you have there. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. As promised, man, I just want to make sure that all the pricing is in there and all of that too. Okay. Last part.
Okay.
Security question. I joke around about this, but I've actually seen it happen. So please don't forget your own answer. I don't want you locked out of your own account. Okay. So.
Okay. Let me just say this before we go any further.
Yes, sir.
Now, what on all my security questions that I've got made up anywhere, I use my children's name.
Okay.
And it might be 2 of them. It might just be 1 of them. But that's what I like to use because that's what I can remember the best.
That's perfectly fine. Yes, sir. So I can ask any question, but you have 3 choices. You got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. I mean, completely up to you which one you want to choose, but you can always make up whatever answer you want anyway, so it doesn't really matter at that point.
Okay, I like to use my daughter's name, and her name would be Callybug.
All right. And can you please spell that for me, though, just to make sure I have this correct?
It'll be K-A-L-L-I-E-B-U-G, Callybug.
All right, perfect. Now, again, this will never change, okay, and we will never give that answer out. Now, I'm going to put it under your – you know what? I'll put it as your first pet's name, okay? So that way you know it's a name that you have to put out there. All right. So I'm putting it in now. And there it goes. Never will change from here. Okay. Now, do I have your permission? Because I know you're, like, you don't have much time, you know, to have to give to these guys over there. But at least they get to introduce themselves to you and show you how you can use your tracking system. Do you have a time or a window to speak with them tomorrow?
Let me think. Tomorrow is Thursday. What time do you guys open in the morning?
So I'm on the East Coast and they're on West Coast, PST time. So let me see your time schedule. It will be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. So I'm on the East Coast with you.
Okay. I'm trying to think what my day is going to consist of tomorrow. Of course, it's raining here, so it won't be very, very busy. I know I have some phone calls first thing in the morning.
I can set up as late as, like, I mean, 6 p.m., 6 to 7 if you needed to. But, again, you don't have to use the whole hour. You just need to, you know, you could tell them, hey, listen, it's taking too long. Can we finish it up tomorrow? You know, things like that. They're accommodating for that.
No. I'd like to just go ahead and talk to these guys and be done with it.
All right. I hear you on that, though.
That way we're done.
Yeah.
You know,
I hear
done.
You. Yes, sir.
So I tell you what. I know my phone calls are coming in early in the morning.
Okay.
So let's just call if they want to call me. Maybe their first call they make in the morning.
First call in the morning?
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great.
Right.
I'll be waiting on them.
Okay. All right. So let me do that. So it'll be 10 o'clock your time. Okay. So what I'm
okay.
gonna do is I'm sending an email. This way, I like to do this because not only it'll be confirmation to them, but they'll confirm to you to show you that they're committed to this meeting. And then also you'll have my direct line, my direct line in there, my email, just in case you ever need to reach out to me as well. Okay.
Okay.
Let's send that right now.
Now let me say this, Mr. John. I will say this.
Yes,
When I'm out and about, mm-hmm. I got pretty decent signal on my phone. But when I'm at home, it's not worth a hill of beans. We do have Wi-Fi, but we live right at the end of the line. And it works pretty decent, but 9 times out of 10, you'll be in the middle of something, and the damn thing will go off.
Oh, no.
And then there you go.
Okay. That's okay. Here. I'll notate that for them. Don't worry.
Yeah, please do.
We'll have bad reception. Please be patient. I'll put that.
Yes, please.
Thank you for letting me know, Michael. You're amazing. All right. So I just put everything in here. Now I have everything over here. They will confirm a few things, but I mean, for the most part, this should be all set for you. Okay. They will take care of you. I put some extra notes in here not to show your physical address as well. And you will be receiving some emails just to see that right now. Let me know once you got that though. It should be, from JSEO. At localsplash.com.
Okay, I'm actually in town right now, and so I'm in a pretty good spot. Let me see what it does.
Okay.
Nothing yet, boss.
Okay, if it didn't come in yet, no, it shouldn't. Check your spam or junk mail just in case then, but it should come from JSEO at Local Splash.
Okay, hold on
just
a second. All right, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. John SEO.
That's me. You got it.
Okay. Let me just read you this number just so we're correct. It says...
That should be your phone number. Yeah, that's in there.
Yeah, that's my phone number.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I got you. Okay, I got you right here, boss. So I need to put on here that I know this sender.
Yes. Make sure you put that, and then you're going to hit yes in there where it says yes, no, or maybe. That's the only thing you need to do, and you're all set.
Okay. Got you.
I see it. Perfect. That's all that needs to be done. You are all set. Okay, Michael? I appreciate you,
all
you
right,
know, taking that
guy.
Time. I know you're a busy guy, man, so I didn't want to blow up your phone too much, but I was just like...
Hey, man. Thank you for calling me back. This is going to be a money saver for me, so thank you, guy. Thank you.
You're most welcome. All right, Michael. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and again, if it takes too long or anything... You know, just let them know, and I already put in the notes for everything in this account. They're going to take care of you. All right? We'll talk to you later.
We'll take care of those guys. We'll finish everything up tomorrow.
All right. Let's rock and roll. You take care, sir.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, sir.
Bye. Bye.